بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبشر الصابرين صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala We have gathered here again to listen to some discourse of deen for the sake of Allah and so that we may implement these few advices in our lives. Amal is the main thing. A person acquires ilm to make amal. And a person makes amal which is according to shariat, amal is salih, a righteous deed, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments, then he gains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Against the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our maqsood, that is our objective, that's our destination. We want Allah ta'ala to become pleased with us. So we should sit with the intention that how I can bring this into my life, where something is discussed, and alhamdulillah I am doing it, I'm doing the correct thing, then we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allah only out of your tawfiq, You have given me the ability, may Allah, you grant me istiqamat, so I may continue this good deed. Don't take away this ni'mat away from me. And Allah, accept this amal from me. And if there's something that is pointed out to us, which lacks in us, we've got shortcomings, now we understand that these are things that we should bring into our life, then we make dua to Allah. And we make a firm intention, a resolution, that I will try and bring this into my life. Then we will make spiritual taraqqi. Then we will gain spiritual elevation. Otherwise we will remain stagnant and we won't make any spiritual progress. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Bimari aur pareshani ek ni'mat hai. Bimari, sickness, some calamity, some trouble, some pain. In reality, it is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us go through some type of pareshani. There is nobody who comes in this world who is never pareshan at all. Impossible. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ The people who had the most amount of difficulties that they face in their lives, and trials and tribulations and pain and suffering were the Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. Take any Nabi, Ayub alayhi salatu salam, sickness he had, you and I cannot even imagine, for years, pain, suffering. Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what trials, what tribulations. So the more closer a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greater the trial. The greater the pareshani he will go through in this world. But this pareshani is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the essence of whatever is going to be discussed today. We won't take very long. MashaAllah, we've been having a lot of bayans. Allah must accept all the mashayikh who came here. The Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri sahab on Thursday. Extremely inspiring talk. It was such a relevant topic of Sila Rahmi, joining ties with our family. All of us lack in these things. It was so inspiring. We had so many other mashayikh. We had Mawlana Sulaiman Choksi, we were with him even this entire day from morning Fajr. He had in Salihin. Oh, Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib is arriving tomorrow, inshallah. Allah make there be barakat in his safar also and make it be a means of us turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawlana Hafiz Makki Sahib was there. So many mashayikh. So we won't have a long bayan today. Because again from tomorrow we'll be busy with Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib. The program is out, different masajid. In our masjid next week, Monday, this time, after Isha will be the program here. So bimari and pareshani is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib says, in this hadith that I mentioned, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam go through the greatest of tests and trials. Then, next after Anbiya, in other words, the friends of Allah, the awliya, those The more closer they are to Allah, the more greater the test is. Then it carries on in this way. after the walis and after them, those next in rank, as far as closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Depending how close the person is, that is how the trial and tribulation will come. Is hadith mein, is shakhs ke liye basharat hai. The hadith says that, ashaddun nasi bala'an al-anbiya. That the anbiya are getting the most difficulties, then the people who have that amount of taqwa, they're not nabis, they're not anbiya, but just below the anbiya. They are getting the most difficult tests in their lives. So in reality, it is a basharat, it is glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jo mukhtalif pareshaniyon mein aur takleefon mein mubtala ho, aur in pareshaniyon ke bawajood, uska raabta Allah ta'ala ke saath qaim ho. Despite the sickness, despite the illness, despite the pain, despite the suffering, despite whatever calamity has struck the person, his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not weakened. In fact, the connection with Allah has strengthened. Iska raabta Allah se qaim ho. He is still steadfast in his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur wo dua ke zariye apni is takleef aur pareshani ko dur karne ki fikr kar raha ho. Now how is he going to alleviate himself and remove this pareshani from him? He turns to Allah. He makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ایسے شخص کے لیے اس حدیث میں بشارت یہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اپنی محبت میں اور اپنے فضل و کرم سے یہ تکلیف دی ہے. Now what is the meaning in this hadith? The underlying meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of his love for this person. We know what love Allah had for the Nabis, for the Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam. From all the Anbiya alayhi musallat wa salam, Nabi said went to the greatest of difficulties. And he was the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith, what do we understand? That Allah out of his muhabbat, out of his kindness, Allah has put the person, insan, into some difficulty. Aur takleef ka mansha Allah ta'ala ki narazgi nahi hai. It's not that Allah ta'ala is displeased with the person and therefore he's giving him takleef now. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib explained that pareshaniyon ki do qismi hai. There are two types of trials, calamities, difficulties. There are two types. Listen very carefully. Jab insan kisi pareshani mein ho, ya kisi bimari ya takleef mein ho, ya iflas, tangdasti mein ho, person is in some pain, some suffering, he's got some poverty, his poverty struck, he's got some illness, some sickness, ya ghar ki taraf se pareshani ho, he's got some domestic problem, whatever. اس قسم کی جتنی پریشانیاں جو انسان کو دنیا میں پیش آتی ہے یہ دو قسم کی ہوتی ہیں. Whatever the calamity is divided into, there are two types. پہلی قسم, the first one, وہ ہے جو اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے قہر اور عذاب ہوتا ہے. Yes, the first one is the form of punishment from Allah, but he explains, گناہوں کی اصل سزا تو انسان کو آخرت میں ملنی ہے. The real punishment a person will get, a sinner will get, that is in akhirat, for the sins a person commits in this world, for disobeying Allah. The place of punishment is the hereafter. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, baz awqat, Allah ta'ala insan ko dunya mein bhi azab deta hai. Sometimes Allah also gives a person some azab in this world, azab ka maza chaka deta hai. Just a taste of some punishment. Main punishment is in the akhirat, Allah save us. But some taste of that punishment Allah gives the person in this world. Quran says, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah punishes the person in this world before the punishment of the akhirat can come. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that the people make rujoo ila Allah. They make amends. Our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah used to say, Allah Ta'ala gives a person a jolt. This is the word he used to use. A shake-up. A wake-up call. Shakes him now and then. So Allah puts the person into some difficulty, some pain, some accident takes place. Allah save us, some sickness. But the maqsad is what? To change the person's direction. Now when some pain strikes up, he realizes, I made so many gunas. Let me turn to Allah. Let me change my life. So that is what Allah Ta'ala wants. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So sometimes in the dunya, Allah gives a person some form of punishment so that he makes tawbah, istighfar, and quickly he makes amends, he seeks repentance and pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he cleanses himself and then he is saved from the punishment of the akhirat. And that is why a person gets punished. So one type of parishani is, yes, azab of Allah, so that insan turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin the second qisam, dusri qisam ye hai, that a person is takalif aur parishani wo hoti hai jinke zariye bande ke darajat buland karte hote hain. The second difficulty or type of difficulty is a person goes through some illness, some pain, so that Allah elevates his rank in the akhirat. Allah wants a person to reach a very high position. So our good deeds cannot make us reach that position which Allah wants from us. Allah wants us to give us a beautiful mansion in Jannah, a very high, lofty place. Imagine being in the close proximity of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now can our amal make us reach there? Therefore Allah gives the person some type of punishment, some type of calamity in this world, so that Allah elevates his rank in the hereafter. There is what Mufti Taqi Sahib says, that darajat baland karte hote. Aur uske darajat ki balandi aur uske ajr sawab dene ke liye usko takleefi di jati hai. So he goes through some pain, suffering, he makes sabar, and through that Allah raises his position in the akhirah. So two types of parishani. One is a punishment in this world because of our sins, but Allah wants us to make amends, tawbah, istighfar. The second one is, it's a rahmat from Allah. It's a blessing in the sense that Allah wants to elevate our position in the akhirat. Now the important point here is, لیکن دونوں قسم کے پریشانی اور تکالیف میں فرق کس طرح کریں گے? How will we know, is it a punishment from Allah? Or is it rafi darajat? How will we distinguish that? So as Mufti Taqi Sahib explained, our mashayikh say, پہلی قسم کی پریشانی یہ ہے, ان دونوں قسموں کی پریشانی اور تکالیف کی علامات الگ الگ ہے. They are different signs. اگر انسان ان تکالیف کے اندر اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف رجوع کرنا چھوڑ دے اور اس تکلیف کے نتیجے میں وہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی تقدیر کا شکوا کرنے لگے, if the person through any pain, suffering, calamity, he now discards turning to Allah and he begins to complain against the taqdeer that he is facing. He begins to question Allah, na'udhu billah. He begins to say, why has Allah given me this parishani? Why has this problem come to me? Why didn't Allah Ta'ala give it to somebody? Why me? Why am I going through such pain, such difficulties? I can't find a job and I've got this illness and this problem and that problem. So he discards turning to Allah. He does not make rujoo ila Allah. مثلاً کہنے لگے کہ نعوذ باللہ اس تکلیف اور پریشانی کے لیے میں ہی رہ گیا تھا. Allah couldn't find anybody else. Allah had to only find me to give me this punishment or this تکلیف. میرے اوپر یہ تکلیف کیوں آ رہی ہے? Why am I facing these difficulties? So he makes these blasphemous statements. What does he do? The Qisab says that he leaves out the احکامات of Allah Ta'ala. مثلاً پہلے نماز پڑھتا تھا, اب تکلیف کی وجہ سے نماز پڑھنا چھوڑ دیا. He used to read namaz before, but some problem came upon him and he lost all hope. So he did not turn to Allah. He began to complain, why did Allah do this to me? And now he discards his salat. So such a pareshani that came upon a person, such a difficulty and calamity is the first type. That now it is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not make istighfar, he does not make dua. Ye is baat ki alamat hai ki jo takleef us par aayi hai, ye Allah ta'ala ki taraf se is insaan par qahar aur azab hai aur saza hai. So this is a sign that this is actually now a punishment from Allah. اور اگر تکالیف آنے کے باوجود اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف رجوع کر رہا ہے, سیکنڈ ٹائپ کلامٹی ہی از فیسڈ ود, بٹ ہی از ٹرننگ مور اینڈ مور ٹو اللہ سبحانہ, ہی از میکنگ سنسیئر دعا ٹو اللہ, دعا کر رہا ہے کہ یا اللہ میں کمزور ہوں, اللہ آئی ایم ویک, آئی ایم ویک, اس تکلیف کو برداشت نہیں کر سکتا, آئی ایم انیبل ٹو انجوائے دس پین, ہی از ناٹ کمپلیننگ, یا اللہ وائی کڈنٹ یو فائنڈ سمبڈی ایلس, why did you have to give it to me, why are you putting, all he's saying, he's explaining his weakness, his feebleness, his muhtaji on Allah, his dependence on Allah, he's showing his ajizi, his inkisari, that he's a beggar before Allah, he's helpless, he's useless, he's insignificant, oh Allah, it is only you who can remove this difficulty, ya Allah main kamzor hu, aur dil ke andar is takleef par shikwa nahi, he's not complaining against Allah, why did you give me this calamity? He's not making any complaint against the taqdeer of Allah Ta'ala. Is takleef mein wo pehle se zyada Allah Ta'ala ki taraf rujoo kar raha hai. More than before. Before he should read namaz, now he's reading nafil namaz also. Now he's reading salatul hajat also. He makes a for tahajjud namaz also. So now he's making more rujoo ila Allah. And now he's engaging more in dua. Before after namaz, no dua, he should go away. Now after namaz, he's sitting lengthy, he's crying. Making dua to Allah. تو یہ اس بات کی علامت ہے کہ یہ تکلیف اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے بطور ترقی درجات ہے. This is a sign that Allah is elevating his position. So we understood. The first type where a person complains against Allah, against taqdeer, why did it have to come to me? And he discards turning to Allah, he doesn't make any dua, he complains, that this is a punishment from Allah. But any difficulty that comes in the ummah, wherever it may be, loss of lives, and people are now turning to Allah. They're not complaining against what Allah, the condition Allah has put them in, but they are turning more and more to Allah, more sadqah, more tawbah, more istighfar, more rujoo ila Allah, then this is raf'i darajat. Their position is going higher and higher and higher and higher. کوئی شخص پریشانی سے خالی نہیں ہے. Explain this. There's nobody in this world who has come. If somebody gets wealth, you'll find maybe he's got some sickness. Somebody got this problem, or he's got this ni'mat, Allah deprives him of something else. Somebody has got wealth, he's got health, but he's got no sukoon because he's got a family problem. Or he's got a business problem. So, each person has got his own pareshani. Every single person. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummat rahmatullah alayhi ne ek qissa likha hai. It's a long story. A person meets Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu salam. And in his meeting with Khizr alayhi salatu salam, Hazrat mere liye ye dua farmaya. Make this dua for me. He asked Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu salam. کہ مجھے زندگی میں کوئی غم اور تکلیف نہ آئے. That I mustn't get any type of distress, pain, suffering, sorrow, grief in my life. Life must be a bed of roses. I must just enjoy, no pain whatsoever. ساری زندگی بے غم گزر جائے. Whole life must be free from any worry, any pain. حضرت خضر علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ یہ دعا میں تو نہیں کر سکتا. I can't make this دعا. اس لیے کہ اس دنیا میں غم اور تکلیف تو آئے گی. It's impossible a person lives in his world with no غم, no pain, no suffering. البتہ ایک کام کر سکتا ہو. And tell him, what you do? You find a person who you see in your opinion, he seems to be enjoying a very good life with hardly any pain. He got some, but very little. Negligible. Find somebody like that. ایسے اس شخص کا پتا بتا دینا. According to you, سب سے زیادہ بے غم ہو. Find me a person who you find in your opinion, he's got the least amount of pain in his life. Least amount of pain. So I'll make dua that Allah grants you a life like him. Not a life which is free completely from any type of pain. He says, okay. And he goes out searching for such a person. He sees a person, very wealthy, When he goes closer and observes, he said, no, this man, he's got this problem, that problem. He finds another person, he's got a better life than that person. Then he sees a third person, a fourth person, he's got a far better life than the others. Until he comes across a person who he sees, mashallah, an empire, very wealthy, he's got handsome young sons, and he sees this person is the best personality. He's got no stress in his life, got no pain. So let me tell the Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the person I'd like to be. But just as about he was about to leave, he said, let me just double check, inquire from the person, how's everything. If everything is good with him, then let me tell Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam, that make dua, Allah makes me like him. When he goes there and he inquires, so he says that this person tells him, my brother, all what you see, don't become deceived by all this wealth of mine that you see. These are not even my sons. These people are working here. They're not my sons. I've got serious problems at home. And then he gave him a whole list of what pareshani he was going through. This man then realized that no, I don't want to be like him. The amount of pareshani, the whole list he gave me, I got this dukkh, I got that pain, I got that suffering from the morning till the evening. Outwardly, the glitter and glamour, it beguiled him. He thought, really, this is what I'm aspiring to be. What a life this man has got. But when he inquired, he said, Mere koi lamha aziyat aur pareshani se khali nahi guzarta hai. This man, who was so wealthy outwardly, he said, there isn't a second in my life that I'm not free from any person's pain and suffering upon me. I'm always in turmoil. So he goes and then he finds Khizr alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said, but you found the person? He said, no. As Khizr alayhi salam ne farmaya. So is shakhs ne jawab diya, mujhe koi bhi shakhs gham aur pareshani se khali nazar nahi aaya. Jiski jaisa banne ki dua karao. He said, I did not find a single person who was free from any type of pain or problem. Nobody. Khizr tells him, I told you from the beginning, is dunya mein koi bhi shakhs tumhe begham nazar nahi aayega. You won't find any person who is free from any pain, any type of calamity in this world. Albatta mein tumhari liye dua karunga ki Allah tumhe aafiyat ki zindagi ata farmaye. And this is a dua I've been mentioning. I don't know how many times Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless all of you and all of those who are listening. Allah bless us with afiyat, with a'in, afiyat. Safety, freedom, protection from all types of calamities. The hadith Rasul said, the best dua a person can ask is for afiyat. So he said, I'll make dua, Allah give you afiyat. So as Mufti Taqisa mentioned this, that there isn't a person who comes into this world who is free from any type of pareshani. Every home has got some type of pareshani. Different. Somebody's got a problem. Maybe the daughter is divorced and she's now living there. Now it's difficult for the parents. They have to worry about her. Sometimes there's a girl, no proposals for her. Parents are pareshan. They're going old. They're growing old. And there's nobody. They're worried about her. Somebody's got some sickness, some illness, somebody got some financial difficulty, somebody got some husband-wife problem, somebody got a child who's on drugs. Everybody's got something. Why does Allah Ta'ala put us through the difficulties? Same. Number one, to shake us up, so we turn to Him. Number two, raf'i darajat. Mahbub bande par pareshani kyu? The question when arises, the man is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why must he go through difficulties? The exact explanation. One hadith is mentioned, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُصِبْ مِنْهُ. If Allah wants khair, Allah wants balai, Allah wants good to come to any person, Allah puts the person through tests. Allah makes him face different type of calamities. Same reason, so that he turns to Allah. And the whole khulasa of Muqtid al-Qisab mentioned after that, is Allah wants to hear the crying and sobbing of this person. Allah loves a person who makes rujoo to Him. Sometimes when we have got so much of ni'mats, then we tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person has got a very comfortable life, everything is going well with him, then the person doesn't make so much of nafil and sadaqat and extra tilawat and extra dua. The moment some worry comes, immediately, if he's a mu'min, he'll go in the musalla. And now he'll turn to Allah. So this is what Allah wants. Allah wants us to turn towards Him. And Allah loves the sobbing of His bandha. Allah wants to see that crying face of His servant. Allah wants to see that person really begging at His doors. And this is the test that we all pass through in this world. We all go through these tests. And Allah gives the person who makes sabr in amat many blessings. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, was he not Khalilullah? If you look at his chest, the amount of chest Ibrahim alayhi salam went through. Imagine being thrown in a fire. His clothes were removed from him. And he was thrown into a blazing fire. Now for us, we just keep the story, it seems so easy. It happened so many thousands of years ago. But imagine what must have transpired at that time. Taken by his enemy and thrown into a whole fire. Then later on, he must leave his beloved wife and his child all alone in Makkah. And he must move away. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he must slaughter the child, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So what test he went through. Yet he was known as Khalilullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making sajda, camels into stand his place on him. Thorns are placed on his spine. He is lifted, he is struck by the enemy. They beat him up. Rasulullah falls down, they pick him up again, they begin to hurt him in Makkah in the beginning days. Uhud, his teeth become shaheed. Both his daughters are divorced by the sons of Abu Lahab. Both together and sent back home. So many times, people just demanded the payment of the debts before even time. And they were very rude to Rasulullah, very harsh and cruel to Rasulullah. There was poverty. Boycott, 3 years. As Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, his pillar of support, she leaves this world. He had to see the janazah of Ibrahim alayhi salat radiallahu ta'ala in front of him, his beloved son from Maria Qibtiya. His both sons, they also passed away. His daughters passed away. So he went through such difficulties, but never did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So takalif ki behtareen misal, Hazrat Thani Rahman gives two examples to understand all this pareshani that comes. There have been many, 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 many people who, because of what we see the pareshani in this world upon Musliman, Allah protect us, Allah protect them, Allah protect every ummati. Which person does not make dua for the ummat? A true believer must make dua. What are we doing in all of our duas? Ya Allah, if any ummati, wherever he is, if he's pareshan hal, Ya Allah uski pareshani ko dur farma. Don't we hear the mashayikh making duas like that? So, obviously the person making dua has got love for the ummat. Do we see he doesn't have love for the ummat? Who wants to see that his own brothers and sisters suffering? No, but we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there have been many people who make such statements, wallahi, they begin to see. So where is Allah now? Where is Allah? Allah can't see what's happening. Why isn't Allah changing the conditions? See, Allah is Hakim, all wise. Allah is Hakim. Everything is in His control. He's the ruler. He's the judge. And He's full of wisdom. There isn't a single action of Allah which is out of His wisdom. Everything is within the wisdom of Allah. You and I cannot comprehend the wisdom of Allah. That's our weakness, our shortcoming. All our brains put together, the whole ummah together. We can never understand the true wisdom of Allah. Why He's doing what, and when He's doing, with whom. We can never question. Raf'i darajat. Allah is elevating the position of those people. Hazrat Thani Ramadan says that the person requires an operation. He's got some gangrene, he's got some wound, whatever it is. Ab mariz ko maloom hai ki operation mein cheer paar hogi. Takleef hogi, there'll be cutting of a limb in the operation, and he's going to go through great pain. Lekin uske bawajood doctor se darkhast karta hai ki mera operation jaldi kar do. Look, I can't wait right from 6 months now. I need a bypass. Please organize it for me tomorrow, next week. Quicker the better. He knows that he's going to go through pain. Aur dusro si sifarish bhi kar raha hai. And he's asking, he's telling others, speak to the doctor, man. Make a plan for me. See if you can get me a bed in that hospital so they can do it for me quickly. I'm over it. Aur doctor ko bari fees bhi de raha hai. He's paying exorbitant fees to the doctor also. Which doctor? Who's now going to bisect him or do some operation on him. Some procedure on him. And he knows that knife is going to cut him, he's going to go through pain. Despite all this, what is he saying? No, let me go through this pain. Why? This pain is for a short period. Temporary. And after that I'm going to be in peace, comfort, and I will not be in any more pain that I was enduring because of this illness and sickness. So this was a tani lumsi. Bilkul isi tarah, jab Allah ta'ala kisi bande ko takleef deti hai, to haqiqat mein uska operation ho raha hai. Whenever there's a calamity from Allah upon any people, in reality it's like an operation. Taki uske zariya, hum usko paak, saaf kar le. Allah wants to cleanse, purify the person. Like how the sick patient now, he is going to get better after this operation. Aur jab ye banda hamare paas aaye, to gunahon se paak, saaf hokar, dhul kar hamare paas aaye. And this person then reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who went through great calamities. He lost his life in this world. He became shaheed even. But he will come absolutely pure, cleansed, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the one hikmat or explanation Hazrat Thani rahmatullah gave. Second one, he says, you've got a very close, beloved friend. Just say, arse daraz se tumhari mulaqat nahi hui. You didn't meet him for a long period of time. Years went by and he was your bosom friend. There was no contact and he was gone far away. And suddenly you see him one day. You hear that he's just there and you behind him. Isi mauke par achanak mahbub tumhare paas aaya. Aur tumhe, so now there's your beloved. And you go behind him and you put your arms around him and you press on him hard. He doesn't even know who's behind him and he's shouting. And you press on him very, very hard. Zor se dabana shuru kar diya. Itni zor se dabaya ki pasliyon mein dard hone laga. You press him so hard, or he sees you and he presses you so hard that you feel the pain on your body, on your ribs. Ab ye mahboob usse kehta hai, ki main tumhara fula mahboob hu. Agar mere dabane se tumhe takleef ho rahi hai, to chalo, main tumhe chhod kar kisi aur ko dabana shuru kar deta hu, taki tumhari ye takleef dur ho jaye. So, okay, my beloved friend, if you're getting pain and you don't like it, okay, I'll leave you. I'll go and grab somebody else. In other words, I've got so much of love for you. And let's see if this love that you have for me, you also have for me. If you feel it's too painful, I'll find somebody else. I'll make him my friend. And I'll squeeze him. Tumhari ye takleef dur ho jaye. Agar ye shakhs apni muhabbat ke daave mein sachcha hai, to is waqt yahi kahega ke tum usse zyada zor se daba do aur zyada takleef pahuncha do. If a person is truly his friend, he said, no, I'm enjoying it. Never mind, you squeeze me, I'll feel the pain. But I am your true beloved. I'm your true friend. Just like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this to those who He loves. Those who He loves. And He puts them through these type of disasters, calamities, pain, suffering. It's because of His muhabbat for them. What do we say when any musibat comes upon us? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is the lesson. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once the candle went off or the lantern went off, so he told Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you must make istirja'. And the moment the lights go off suddenly, the candle goes off suddenly, you must say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everything is a lesson for us. You and I also, our lives, we came from Allah,
and we all will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali gives an example of two people. One is a Muslim, one is a non-Muslim. Both are now on the verge of mort. Both on the deathbed. And both of them express a desire. The one, the non-Muslim says, you know what, I've got a burning desire, a wish to eat fish. That's his desire. The other one says, I wish to eat bread with some olive oil. The Muslim says this. The non-Muslim, he wants some fish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels that, you know what, you take one fish, certain person in a certain village, that's his name, he's about to pass away, he's got this one more desire, so go and fulfill his desire and organize this fish for him in some way. And the Muslim person has got that bread and olive oil all in his cupboard. Allah Ta'ala tells that angel, take that bread and olive oil and destroy it. Angel does whatever Allah has told him. But then he asks Allah Ta'ala after that, Ya Allah, I didn't understand the hikmat. Muslim person, one who is obeying you, mu'min, he had whatever he desired, he's passing away, and you said I must deprive him of that, and the non-Muslim, Ya Allah, you said I must give him, he didn't have, I went and organized it for you. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, you see, you do not understand the hikmat I have. This non-Muslim, he had done some good deed in this world. He may have fed some poor person or some orphan, whatever good deed he did. In akhirat, there is no sawab for the non-Muslim. Whatever good deed he does, Allah will reward him and repay him in this world. In the form of some kindness to him. So therefore, that one good deed he did, he has his desire now, he wants to eat fish. So Allah says, let me fulfill his desire before he leaves this world. So whatever good he did in this world, I have repaid him in this world. And the Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that I deprived him because of certain sins of his. I deprived him, so it now washes away those sins that he did. So that when he comes to me, I don't have to punish him in the akhirat. So that when he comes to me, I don't have to punish him for whatever sins was left. Allah says, I deprived him of his desire. So he did not get what he wanted. And that actually removed the sins that he had remaining. Now look at Allah Ta'ala's hikmat. Hazrat Thani Ramadan had mentioned this qissa. Sometimes the cliff comes upon a person. It was not his ikhtiyar choice. Not through his will. He did not desire it. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala went to great takalif in battles. Even in Madinah Munawwara, there was poverty, there was no food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them through that difficulty. Why? Because Allah ta'ala wanted to give them that shan, that status. As-sahabi. As-sahabi kan-nujum. They became stars, shining stars. After Ambiya alayhimu salatu salam, we know the rank of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Such a lofty high they have. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali. Oh, what high rank. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts sometimes this taklif on a person without him desiring this, not asking for it. There's so many other examples that Thani Ramatullah and Mashayikh give. But inshallah, we will just mention this few important aspects that a person should, whenever any pareshani comes, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Person should exercise full sabr. Then turn to Allah. Never complain against this decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And dua, we continue making, continue making, continue making. Never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Now this is where many of us, we falter. We make dua, 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 and right in the end, see, we give up the dua. See, nothing happening. Man. I don't know, I made so much of dua, Marana. How many people said, how much more dua I must make now? The person loses hope. Allah ta'ala does not want that. An example, I gave before, and we heard from our elders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that banda of his. So like how a father likes a child and he asks for a sweet, so he says, okay, I'll give you. And as he comes to the sweet, he picks it up higher and higher, and the child is jumping, and he's crying, and he's moaning, and he's groaning. And just before the child can, you know, really start screaming, the father gives the child, he hugs the child, gives him more sweets, in fact. Allah Ta'ala wants to see this feeble condition of his banda. As I mentioned in the beginning, he's muhtaji. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. We are simple human beings. We are the makhluq of Allah. We are the bondsmen, the bondswoman, the slaves of Allah. Allah is our master. So Allah wants us to keep on turning to Him. Allah wants to see from us that face of a crying person, a begging person. And until this does not come, then the person won't see that type of success. He won't see that type of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Haji Ibnatullah Ramaturani's kissa, inshallah, then we terminate. Hazrat Thani Ramaturani apne mawaiz mein ye qissa likha ki ek martaba Haji Ibnatullah sahab Ramaturani majlis mein ye mazmoon bayan farma rahe the ki jitni takalif hoti hai ye sab Allah Taala ki taraf se rahmat aur inaam hoti hai. Hazrat Thani Haji Ibnatullah Ramaturani was having a majlis like this, and he explained to the people whatever type of difficulties a person get, all these difficulties are only the rahmat of Allah, the mercy of Allah. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whole bayan, he explained this. Is bayan ki dauran mein ek shakhs majlis mein aaya. Whilst this majlis is on, one man comes. And he had some type of skin disease, from which some of his body parts were actually, or his body began to shrink, and some of parts of his body were falling off. So obviously he was in a very serious condition. This type of illness. Majlis mein aakar Hazrat Haji Sahib Ramadan se kaha, Hazrat, dua farma dijiye. Ke Allah Ta'ala meri takleef dur farma de. Haji Abdullah Ramadan se, takleef is a ni'mat from Allah, is rahmat from Allah. This man comes suddenly, and make dua, Allah removes this sickness from me. Hazirin, the people sitting on this seat, sochne lage, abhi to Hazrat ye bayan farma rahe the ki jitni takalif hoti hai, sab Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se inaam aur rahmat hoti hai. Ye shakhs is bimari ki izale ki dua kara raha hai. Now, just Hazrat giving bayan that all his taklif is rahmat from Allah. Now this man is asking Haji sahab to make dua to Allah. Allah removes this taklif. Let's see what Haji sahab answers. What does he do now? Ab kya Hazrat Haji sahab rahmat se ye dua farmayenge? Ya Allah, is rahmat ko dur kar dijiye. But Haji sahab make dua, Allah, this rahmat this person has got. Why? Because it's taklif. Taklif is rahmat. Must you take the rahmat and keep it far away from him? Haji sahab ne dua ke liye haath uthaye. Listen to this. Haji sahab, Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, lifts his hand from and he said, Ya Allah, ye bimari aur taklif jo is bande ko hai, this sickness and this calamity, this pain that this person is going through and suffering, agarche ye bhi aapki rahmat ka unwan hai, although this also is a source of your mercy, lekin hum apni kamzori ki wajah se, but we through our weakness, is rahmat aur ni'mat ke mutahammil nahi hai. We are unable to carry this ni'mat of this rahmat upon ourselves. Lihada ya Allah, is bimari ki ni'mat ko sihat ki ni'mat se tabdil farma dijiye. This ni'mat of sickness, O Allah, change it into the ni'mat of cure. Subhanallah. These were the real friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah inspires them at that moment. That is a dua we must make. Allah, this ni'mat of taklif that you have given me, rahmat, ya Allah, change it into ni'mat of sihat for me. This ni'mat of taklif, this ni'mat of taklif that has come upon me, this ni'mat of bimari that has come upon me. Allah, I'm not complaining against you. It's a ni'mat from you, Allah. It is rahmat for me. But, ya Allah, I'm unable to endure this pain. So change it into a ni'mat of sihat for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq of making amal, understanding There are so many other waqiyas of all our mashayikh and Ruzghan al-Din. But what is the correct way that we should follow? Takalif mein huzur sallallahu ka tariqa. What was the tariqa for beloved Rasulullah whenever any takleef came to him? The middle path. I'tidal. He didn't make shikwa, shikayat against Allah. He did not complain against Allah. And neither did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show such type of bahaduri that, Ya Allah, you send that takleef and I'll withstand it, I'll enjoy it. Nabi sallam made dua for afiyat. So here also, it's a lesson for us. Always take the middle path. Now don't say, now I'm very strong. And yes, Maulana said that bimari is a rahmat, a ni'mat from Allah. Ya Allah, you carry on. You send as many type of this bimari upon me and I will take it as a rahmat and ni'mat. We are too weak. Take the middle path. Rasulullah SAW always chose i'tidal. This is sunnat ka raasta. Huzur Akhda SAW, jab maraz e wafat ki takleef mein te, when he was also, just before he passed away, that he was also going through great pain, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala farmati, ki is mokhe par aap bar bar apna dast mubarak paani mein bigo te aur chehre par malte te. Nabi Sam would take his hand, dip into the water, in the container of water, and then he would wipe his face with the water to cool himself. Is takleef ka izhar farmati. Nabi Sam was showing that he's in pain. He didn't keep quiet about it and show that I'm very, very pious and I'm so courageous. Of course he was Nabi of Allah. But he's showing the ummah. For you and I, who are weak people. Otherwise, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say that I'm going through pain, then what would you and I do? To complain whilst a person is in pain, to moan and groan, to say, head is paining, stomach is paining, is not complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have explained to see, I've got a headache. Rasulullah himself said, I've got a headache. Said Aisha herself, she said, Wa ra'asa, oh my head. Nabi said, Bal ana wa ra'asa. What are you talking about? Your head pinning. My head is pinning. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, when he came to Madina Munawara, there's a whole story and poetry. He was gripped with severe fever. Such a fever, when he just came to Madina, he actually expressed a desire. Oh, how I'm missing the mountains of Makkah. How I'm missing the lands of Makkah. So this wasn't complaining against Allah. Why you put this parishani on me? So any person, you say, my stomach is paining today, or my head is paining. There's nothing wrong in that. Allah wants us to say that, to show again our weakness. That see, I'm not in control of my own strength and power. He can be a bodybuilder, but he goes through pain. So he also has to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the middle path. And he said, when Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I'm in pain. And Sayyidina Fatima, when she said, Wa karba abata, oh, what musibat on my father? So see now, the balance. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing first that he is also in pain by putting his hand into the water and he's, you know, putting the water over his face and wiping his face to cool himself because he's in pain. So he's showing the people he's in pain. But the moment Sayyidina Fatima says, oh, what musibat in my father? He said, no, la karba. There'll be no pain upon your father ba'd al-yawm, after today. There's no pain after this. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to cry about. So this is the middle path. To turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make ruju illah. In such a way that we don't complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we accept this as a ni'mat, as a source of rahmat. But because we are weak, Ya Allah, change this takleef, the ni'mat of takleef, into a ni'mat of sihat and afiyat for us. So whatever calamities we see, before we start making statements, let's analyze what is the pareshani and how do we accept this pareshani. What is our the manner in which we treat this, is it as a form of rahmat from Allah or azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we discard our salat? Do now we leave the masjid? Do we lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or we turn more and more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand this properly. May Allah give us the tawfiq and hidayat to turn to him all the time, whether the person is in prosperity or difficulty.
وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.